If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 15th day of September 2010, the middle of the month. And don't forget, if you're an American in business for yourself, your taxes are due today. Yeah, third quarter taxes. I want to comment on something that someone wrote, which I, you know, just takes one sentence to get me started. But on my travel video, my reply to Barry Aldridge, Nighty You wrote, "Wow, you travel a lot." And I guess I do, and I guess I have. There are a lot of places that I haven't been that I would love to go. But my family was a traveling family. My dad truly believed in going places, and we were, the time period was different. People, of course, the only way to get places here was by car. And my sister and I, fortunately, were very good travelers. We were able, you know, we self-contained. It's really funny to watch today, too, because they've got, you know, televisions and videos. And we took one of my sister's grandchildren to a birthday party, and he was in the back seat. I guess this boy is 4 years old, maybe 5 years old. And he got really bored really fast because he didn't have his movies and his television and his Game Boy and everything. And so he fell asleep, basically. So he had nothing to do, so he just took a nap. But yeah, I mean, that, you know, counting road signs and, you know, Volkswagens and just looking out the window, seeing the sights go by. Dad loved to travel, and my mom did too. And one reason is because he was a pilot for Pan American, and he flew international flights. This was back during the Clipper ships. They flew out of New York. That's why my sister and I were born in New York. We're basically, my parents are from the Carolinas, but they'd lived there 14 years while Dad flew with Pan American, and he flew the Clipper ship, New York to Paris, New York to London, New York, Rome, and it was basically the flying boat. It took 12 crewmen to fly one of those things, and he'd be gone for 3 weeks and back for three. And so when I was born, he sold insurance when he was in the States, and then he'd go fly a flight and then come back and would be here for 3 weeks. And he decided that he wanted to be at home for the family and to raise his children. And this is eventually how we ended up in Georgia. It was through his job where he got transferred. But we always traveled, and he always believed in travel, and especially international travel. My sister told me a story recently that I didn't know, that when he would go and fly on a business trip, he would get insurance, life insurance on himself, and put the life insurance in my sister's and my name. And he told my sister, if anything happened to me, you and your brother go see Europe. And so for me, and my first trip to England was after my dad's death. I first set foot on British soil in 1992. My dad passed away in 86. But he would have loved my loving to go overseas and to Britain. Probably would have accompanied me if he had the chance, you know, because he really, my parents embraced difference. There are two ways you can look at people that are different than you are. And really, you know, we're all meat from the same bone. But you can either embrace it or you can be afraid of it. And my parents taught me to embrace difference. And it has opened a whole new world to me. And so to have YouTube and Twitter and Skype and all the things that we use to stay in touch with each other, wherever you are, I love knowing you. I'll see you tomorrow.